Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Piper Report, but I am not Michael Collins Piper. As many of you know, if you had listened to last night's show, for whatever reason, Mike has decided that the best person to fill in for him while he is off on a much-needed vacation is yours truly. My name is Mark Glenn. I am coming to you not from Washington, D.C., but from beautiful scenic North Idaho. And for the next couple of nights at least, unless Mike has a change of mind, which I doubt that's going to happen. As I said, he's off on a much-needed and a well-deserved vacation. Unless something catastrophic happens, or as Mike says, the world comes to an end, I'll be with you for the next couple of nights, trying as hard as I may, but rather inadequately to fill Mike's shoes. Tonight, we're going to begin what I hope is going to be a three-night discussion centering on the three topics that I consider to be the most important topics today. The first of which is Christianity, the second of which is Islam, and the third of which is Judaism. Now, I'm sure that the first reaction that many of you out there are going to have upon hearing this is, what are we doing discussing religion on a show that is generally geared towards politics? But I'd like to introduce this discussion by saying that we shouldn't allow ourselves to fall into that trap of thinking that there is this barrier between religion and politics, despite the fact that we have been fed this bill of goods for a long time, that there is this natural barrier that's supposed to separate this thing that we call church and state. But before I begin that, I'd like to start off by saying a few things favorable to Mike. I'm sure if he knew that I was planning on doing this, he probably would not have had me fill in for him. But, you know, far too often all of us take for granted the good things that we have, and particularly in days such as we're living in now, you know, very rough days that we would call them. And I think one of the things that we need to do every now and then is to sit back and to count our blessings. And given the fact that this is Mike's nightly hour, that he comes to us at great personal expense and great personal sacrifice, I think that we all need to take stock of the fact that that our good friend Mike Piper, he has to sacrifice a lot to come to us like this every night in the way that he does. You know, I've known Mike now for a couple of years. Haven't really got to know him very well until maybe the last year and a half. And, of course, he came out and spent a week with us a couple of weeks ago where I got to see what he's really like. And I can tell you this, folks, don't listen to any of the garbage that you may hear from the likes of the ADL or any of these other Zionist pressure groups, or even from the likes of our two troublemakers who have an internet podcast. Mike is a good man, and he deserves our gratitude for what he does. Okay, now, the phone number here, as usual, is 800-313-9443. I don't know if we're coming up on a break yet or not. We're coming up on a break. Okay, Manny has just saved me. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes, and then we're going to begin what I hope is going to be an interesting discussion. We'll be right back.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, Call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Today is Tuesday, August the 7th. You're listening to the Piper Report. My name is Mark Lynn. I'm filling in for my very good friend, our good friend, Mike Piper, who's off on a much-needed and much-deserved vacation. As I said, Mike's going to be gone for the next couple of nights. He is incommunicado, as they say. Nobody knows where he's going. I suspect that he's going off to get some R&R, which he sorely needs and sorely deserves. American Free Press is a very busy place. I had the pleasure of being there in June. I was in D.C. covering the USS Liberty Memorial reunion, and I saw how loaded down all of the folks there are. You literally have about 10 people doing the work that should be spread out among 30 people. This is something that also, when I was mentioning gratitude earlier, something that we really should, as much as possible, folks, we should try to help each other out. I can speak with a certain amount of authority here when I say that, you know, American Free Press, we do struggle to get by, just as RBN does, and all of these other ragtag groups that are out here trying to wage war against the beast. And so I tend not to to go out and to plead for, you know, for help from people, because the fact of the matter is that we're all struggling these days. But nevertheless, if you have a couple of bucks left at the end of the week, consider making a donation to American Free Press or to Republic Broadcasting, because I can guarantee you, you know, as I said earlier, when it comes to gratitude, it's easier to take things for granted when you have them. And, of course, when you don't, it's at those moments when you realize that if you could go back and do something to save this thing, you would do it. Okay. As I said, our phone number here is 800-313-9443. I'm going to do my best to fill Mike's shoes, as impossible a job as this may be. I'm going to try nevertheless. Now, you know, when Mike asked me to fill in, I thought, oh boy, what am I going to talk about? This is just not my this is not my forte. As much as I may have created a certain reputation for being a loudmouth in public, the fact of the matter is that I actually am kind of a shy guy. I don't like getting on the radio and doing things like this. But nevertheless, the call of duty, when it came, I accepted, and I'm going to do my best. Now, as I indicated at the top of the hour, we're going to try over the next couple of nights to discuss three topics that I consider to be of the utmost importance these days. And it is the topics of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Now, I'm one of these people who believes that in the political realm these days, these items have a particular amount of importance. And this is why I am so puzzled sometimes when I get into discussions with folks about religion, folks who generally are politically oriented. And they say, listen, we don't need to be discussing religion. This is just pure politics. But I have to remind them, I have to tell them that, listen, we in the United States, and not just really in the United States, but what I would call within the Western world in general, whether people realize it or not, we find ourselves at war with over a billion people. And the common thread running through these billion people that I just mentioned is the fact that they're followers of the Islamic faith. Now, there's no way that anybody who's been paying attention to the events of the last 5 or 6 years can say that religion doesn't play a part in anything. Now, unfortunately, in this country, religion is discussed, but it is discussed in such a way as to steer our energies and our resources towards a certain agenda that really, when you look at it, is not in our best interest. Now, I've spent the last 4 or 5 years going through what is what I call a crash course on religion, despite the fact that I have been a Christian for 40 years of my life, 10 years of which was spent going through Catholic school, where presumably, as you would understand, I did receive a certain amount of religious training. The fact of the matter is that I didn't really understand what Islam was about or, for that matter, what Judaism was about. And in the last 4 years, it's been a very destabilizing and a very tough journey, but the fact of the matter is that I have walked away now, 4 years later, with a completely different understanding about what all of this means than what I had previously. And as I've heard from many people that I've spoken with over the years who have gone through a similar journey, it's amazing that you can spend so many years of your life really living in darkness when it comes to these things. And so now there are obviously there are people who hearing this are going to say, all right, well, we find ourselves at war with over a billion people in the world. What are we going to be able to do about it now? Basically, the ship is on autopilot, and there really isn't much that we can do to steer the direction of this ship away from this disaster, this impending disaster. And to that, I would say, well, certainly on the surface, it appears that way. It certainly appears to be a done deal. But at the same time, we have to keep in mind that this entire agenda that's taking place, whether we call it the New World Order, whether we call it Zionism, whether we call it the war against terrorism or whatnot, the fact of the matter is that it is only being accomplished as well as it is right now because of the stupidity, for lack of a better word, or ignorance, of the Christians in the United States and other certain other parts throughout the Western world. If these Christians can be made aware of the facts as they pertain to this, particularly with what we call the religion of Islam and with what we call the religion of Judaism, then what we will succeed in doing is undermining a good deal of that base resources from which our enemies pull their power. And by the way, this is something that that Mike, when we were talking about me doing his program, the only thing that he told me was, give them hell. And he wasn't talking about you folks. He was talking about our enemies, and by that I mean the enemies of freedom. Now, I can guarantee you that the things that are going to be discussed over the next couple of days are going to be, given the political environment in which we live today, they're going to be unsettling. We can talk about just about anything these days except for one topic, and we know what that topic is. And even within the discussion of that one topic, whether it's Israel, whether it's Zionism, whether it's Judaism, or whether it is the Jews, we still have to tiptoe around certain things. Now, I am of the belief that it makes no sense when you're in the middle of a crisis situation. It makes no sense to mince words or to play nice. And I have seen enough, particularly in the last 4 years, but really in the last 14 years since I became a parent, I've seen enough to convince me that we are in the middle of a serious crisis situation. And it's only going to get worse. And we're not going to turn this thing around, if indeed there is any hope of turning it around. We're not going to turn it around by turning a blind eye to all of it. And so that means dealing with things in a rational, realistic way. And so I guess what I'm saying in such a long-winded way here, is that we need to look at this thing known as Judaism. We need to look at this thing known as Islam, and we need to look at this thing known as Christianity. And we need to peel away all of the paint and makeup with which these three things have been painted to put them in a certain light, and we need to look at them in their raw, unvarnished form. Now, as I said, this journey that began for me about 4 years ago, in actuality, as I also indicated, it began about 14 years ago when I became a parent. You see, when you talk to anybody who's become a parent, and they will tell you a similar story. When you become a parent, everything changes for you. Now, for me, when my first child was born, suddenly the world and all of the danger was in it became much more clear to me than it was before. Prior to my first child being born, I thought I lived in a free country. I thought I lived in a Christian country. I thought that that there was this thing known as the American dream. And then after my daughter was born, suddenly all of these monsters that had been there for the 24 years previous, but which had kind of been masqueraded and hidden, now suddenly they came into a sharper focus, began to see things in a much more serious way. Now, as I began this process of understanding this world and the dangers that were in it, and in particular the dangers that this world posed to my new family, this is what led me down the path of deconstructing the world, deconstructing what these dangers were, and inevitably, for good or for bad, it led me back to the same place over and over again, which was this thing known as the Jewish question. Now, being an American, obviously, we all have been inundated with a certain amount of propaganda concerning this thing, particularly in the last 50 years with the Holocaust and all of the rest of this stuff. So as I said earlier, this has been a very destabilizing thing. It's like unlearning everything that you have learned. So as we begin this discussion today, the one thing that I will preface it saying is that this isn't something necessarily that I wanted to do. You see, I just kind of fell into it, as most people do. And I hear that music, and we're going on to a break, and we will be back in a few minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
We are back. My name is Mark Glenn. I am filling in for the one and only Michael Collins. I was away on a much-needed and much-deserved vacation. As I indicated earlier in the broadcast, I said that we're going to be spending the next couple of nights discussing some hot topics, what I consider to be the most important topics of the day, which is the religions of Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. You know, that's one of the things, too, folks, that we have to keep in mind, is that when it comes to freedom of speech, really all of our freedom, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And given the political climate in which we find ourselves today, this may be the last opportunity we have to save our freedom of speech before you-know-who gets in there and begins telling us what we can and cannot say. I mean, they already do this to some extent. They certainly shout us down and censor us in other ways, but now they are getting very aggressive with their maneuvers in trying to actually make it illegal for us to have the kinds of discussions that we're having tonight. And so with that in mind, you know, we might as well go for broke and say what needs to be said while we can say it. Now, I'd like to introduce this topic. I ran across a very interesting passage today written by one of the early Christian doctors, one of the early church doctors. This was written in the 4th century, but I think that if you listen carefully to what this individual is saying, you'll see how important it applies to, how importantly it can be applied to where we find ourselves today. He says, "Another very serious illness calls for any cure my words can bring, an illness which has become implanted in the body of the Christian church. We must first root this ailment out and then take thought for matters outside. We must first cure our own and then be concerned for others who are strangers. And what is this disease? It is the festival of the pitiable Jews are soon to march upon us, one after the other, and in quick succession. The Feast of the Trumpets, the Feast of the Tabernacles, and the Fast. There are many in our ranks who say that the Jews think as we do, and yet some of these people are going to watch the festivals and the feasts, and others will join the Jews in keeping their feasts and in observing their fasts. I wish to drive this perverse custom from the Christian church right now. If I should fail to cure those who are sick with the Judaizing disease, I am afraid that because of their ill-suited association and deep ignorance, some Christians may partake in the transgressions of the Jews. And once they have done so, I fear that my words on these transgressions will be in vain. For if they hear no word from me today, they will then join the Jews in their feast. And once they have committed this, it will be useless for me to apply the remedy. Now, the writer of these words was St. John Chrysostom, who is considered to be one of the great thinkers of the church. And he wrote this back during the 4th century, when there was this tendency among the Christians of that time to wander back to what they thought were their Jewish roots, you see. Now, we read of the same thing taking place during the time of St. Paul as well, where he warned people, warned the early church, to stay as far away from these tendencies as possible. It's amazing that something that took place 1,700 years ago or something close to that, that we are basically seeing the replay of this today. This is why we find ourselves, and when I say we, I'm talking about the Western Christian world. This is why we find ourselves in the mess that we are in, whether this mess is political or cultural or societal. If you go across the board, you will see that for the last century now, the Christian world has been trying to mesh these two irreconcilable ideas of Judaism and Christianity into some sort of weird synthesis, and it simply will not work. You see, because just as Jesus told us, no man can serve two masters. He will either love the one and despise the other, or vice versa. And today, as we find ourselves, and particularly here in the United States, sending our sons and daughters off to fight these wars in the Middle East that really only benefit one entity, and that is the nation of Israel, we have to ask ourselves, how did this all come about? How is it possible that today we are sending our sons and daughters off to die for the benefit of this nation over there that cannot stand on its own two feet, when for 1900 years at least, the Christian world understood that it could not have anything to do with that other world that during the first century had tried to wipe us out. And that is something else that I think that we have forgotten about, ladies and gentlemen. As we listen to all of this talk about anti-Semitism and Jewish persecution on the part of the Christians towards the Jews, we have to keep in mind that the precedent for this whole thing was started 2,000 years ago, when it was the Jews who were hunting down our forefathers, throwing them in prison, torturing them, and having them executed. You see, this is something that we have forgotten about, and of course we owe a great bit of gratitude towards these prophets such as John Hagee and Jerry Falwell. And there's that music. We will be back in a few minutes to continue this discussion. I'm Mark Glenn, and you're listening to the Piper Report.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth.
So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Mark Glenn coming to you live on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm filling in for my very good friend, Michael Collins Piper, who, as I said, is off on a much-needed and well-deserved vacation. I'm going to give my voice a rest here, and I suspect that I'll probably be able to pick up some new information from some of the callers that we have here. So our first caller, let's see, we have... I'm not going to call him our resident cynic or our resident philosopher. I'm just going to call him good old Jim from Texas. Jim, what's going on?
Hello, Mark. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to John from New Mexico, who suggested a month or so ago that when Mike went on vacation that you and I would be on the same show. So... And I get very few accolades, so I have to acknowledge what few I get. So I don't know if you heard the show or not, but
I vaguely remember it. Yeah,
he was a very kind soul, and I think a gentleman and a scholar.
But honestly, Jim, if I could get my hands around John's neck, I'd probably let him have it. For introducing this idea.
But to get to the main topic of the night, and you brought religion into it, and I've called you your eminence, and that you handle the religious aspects, and Mike handles the secular aspects, but tonight we'll stick to the religious aspects. In the first place, I'm going to shock a few people, maybe a few, I don't know, when I say that Judaism is not or ever has been a religion. It is nothing but a conspiracy of criminals, a criminality of the mind that these people understood thousands of years ago, because they'd done it in Egypt 2,000 years ago or better, and they've been doing it ever since, the same thing over and over again, like the scorpion and the frog. You know, why did you sting me? Because that's what I am. That's what they've been doing. That's what they'll always do. They never learn a lesson because, and they've been rather successful in the last couple hundred years, so to speak.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, obviously, Jim, when you say that Judaism is not a religion, a lot of people are going to scratch their heads and say, well, wait a minute now. I thought that Judaism was what Jesus followed, and that Christianity is just an improved form of it. What do you have to say about that?
I have to say that Judaism is the complete opposite of Christianity, as you well know, Mark. You know that. If, you know, Jesus, this 30-something-year-old carpenter from Galilee or wherever the hell he came from, he came in and told him, everything you do is wrong. Everything you worship is wrong. Everything you hold dear is wrong. We don't sacrifice our children. We don't slay our enemies and have festivals to enjoy, you know, like the Purim and, you know, well, Haman in Persia, we slayed 75,000 of our enemies. Who would celebrate that?
Mm-hmm.
What kind
of
people would celebrate slaying their enemies? Mm-hmm. And they weren't really their enemies. They were people that said, wait a minute, what you're doing is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
Well, Jim, you're not going to get any argument from me. Now, I can tell you this. Having grown up in a fairly orthodox religious environment, meaning that I've spent the last 40 years of my life as a Catholic, coming to some of these conclusions has been a very difficult thing for me, because I was raised on the notion that Jesus was a Jew and that he practiced Judaism, and that Judaism was like a horse and buggy, and then when Christianity came along, it was like a Corvette. You see,
and that is a fatal mistake.
Yes, and that I am now...
Mark, when this guy came back, I hate to keep saying Mike because I'm used to saying Mike at this time of night, but Mark, when this guy, he came in here and told him, everything you're doing is wrong. You are, a nest of vipers, so to speak, is what he called them, okay? Your father is a father of lies, and you are liars and snakes and every other foul name he could call them in those times. But nobody says, wait a minute, this is a complete opposite of what that we're told today, that they're wonderful, the light unto humanity and so forth. It makes no sense to anybody that ever studied except to Hagee, who says, you know, if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. And people say, they nod their heads and their eyes glaze over and their eyelids drop, and they say, makes sense to me. If you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. No, if you fall in with the mafia, you're going to be part of the mafia. That's mm-hmm. the way it works.
Well, let me ask you this, in your opinion, Jim. You see, because particularly among Protestant Christians, you have a sect of people who really do read their Bibles a lot. This is one of the things that I came to understand as a Catholic, which is that Catholics generally do not know their Bibles as well as the Protestants do. Now, how is it possible that tens of millions of Protestant Christians in this country, how is it that they have become so deluded on this issue? And by the way, I'm agreeing with you. I'm asking this in somewhat of a rhetorical way because I already know the answer. If you go through and if you read the Gospels and you read what Jesus had to say about what was at that time the Jewish religion, he had nothing good to say about it whatsoever. And yet so many of these Protestant Christians whose support today is the bulwark of what is funding and fueling this march towards Armageddon, how is it that they have wound up on the wrong side of the tracks of this issue?
Because our Jewish brethren have understood from time immemorial that if you control the discourse, if you control the media, you can tell people what to think, and most people will believe what you tell them. You know, I see in the newspaper it must be true, and then they got into radio. And why is it they always have to control newspapers, radio, TV, internet. Actually, so far they haven't been able to control the internet, and they're running very scared because of that. Because otherwise, nobody'd be listening to you and I if it wasn't for the internet and a little bit of shortwave. So, but they the Jews control it because they have to. That's the reason they control it, because they know they have to control it.
Well, Jim, as usual, you're not going to get any argument from me. I guess the only question that I have at this point is, how are we going to wake these people up? And as you and I have discussed many times privately, I think that we're both in agreement that the only thing that is going to wake up the people to this danger is when they are staring it in the face. You know, when Jesus predicted these times in the future where evil was going to be as prevalent as it is today. He said that it's going to be like in the times of Noah. Now, whether you believe in the story of Noah and the flood or not, the moral of the story was that God was displeased with people, and there was one man, Noah, whom he pulled out from the rest of the crowd and said, listen, I'm going to destroy everything, so I want you to build this ark. And so Noah goes about the business of building this ark, and the whole time he's doing it, the people are laughing at him and calling him an old fool and all the rest of this. And they just went on about their lives, doing what they were doing, unconcerned with whether or not Noah might be right. And then, of course, when the rain started to fall, they understood that Noah indeed was right. And I think that, unfortunately, when it comes to the Christians, in particular the Christians in this country, they're not going to understand how deeply they have been deceived until they are staring down into the abyss, as it were.
Absolutely, and I could say that I don't really believe in the Noah's Ark thing. It's a parable, I believe, is what they call it. Uh-huh. But it describes a situation in terms that aren't really true, but it describes what happens to people when they're pushed to the extreme, like they were in Weimar Germany in 1929, when the country was completely destroyed, everybody's savings were gone. It took 3 billion marks to buy a loaf of bread, and when you have nowhere else to turn, you have to come face to face with reality, and that's what happened. Then they came face to face with reality because they seen Jewish bankers and New York financed Jewish people coming in there and buying up blocks and blocks and buying up the industry and buying up everything for pennies on the dollar, and they were starving to death, and they watched them riding around in their carriages and living the high off the hog, and they finally got the message. And I think it's going to take the same thing here. It's absolutely, positively going to take the same thing here.
Jim, it's good talking to you.
Okay. Thank you kindly.
Take care. Okay, looks like we've got Jeff from Vermont. Jeff from Vermont.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Good. Very, very good conversation with Jim. I agree with you guys.
Always a good conversation with Jim.
I just want to add something to that, too. Not only are we so stupid in this country and so duped and, you know, I don't even want to go there, but we actually bought the media for Israel, from Israel. We've given these people $143 billion since 1975. That's what's on the books. So who knows where that money goes? I mean, some of it goes to F-16s, but they buy and sell arms a lot. Israel does. So they probably just took that money, bought media companies, bought newspapers, and you know they're good. They're great with money. And but who's more stupid? You know, the people, the Christian Zionists, the people that don't care, that watch, you know, baseball, football, NASCAR, or the people that know and can't even do anything about it, like me and you. You know, I mean, it's just like you're in a rock and a hard place, and I educate as many people, and, you know, I have to be soft-spoken with them, and I can't just go overwhelm them with information, but I think our days are numbered.
Well, I would agree with you on that. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, there's nothing that aggravates me more than driving down the road and seeing a car with a bumper sticker on it that says, God bless America.
okay, with all of the abominations with which our nation has been involved in, and particularly in the last 50 years. I mean, look, we're talking about over 40 million unborn children just in this country who have been slaughtered in the womb. We're talking about as many as 2 million people in Iraq who have been killed now. The export of pornography, all of these things, and yet you still have these people, presumably Christians, putting these bumper stickers on their car saying, God bless America, you know, when what they really should be saying is, God, please forgive America for what we have done. And so you're right, it is a very, these are very tough times in which to live, and whenever I think about this, I think about, again, when Jesus was predicting these future times, he said that these are going to be days of unprecedented suffering. Now, we always envision suffering as being something physical, but if we think back to Jesus and the night that he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was under such emotional and psychological turmoil that he was sweating blood, that indicates that suffering takes on all kinds of forms. And so, you know, I don't want to get too theological or mystical here, but, you know, Jesus also said that, you know, during these future times, that these days would be shortened for the sake of the elect. Now, the way that I see that, those of us who are out there trying as best we can to speak the truth and to live righteous lives or lives that we think would be pleasing to God, you know, it is because of these sacrifices that we make that I believe that these days are going to be shortened. Does it mean that we're not going to have to go through hell in the process? But at the same time, I think that we need to sit back and take stock of the fact that we really are at this point doing the most, the best that we can and the most that we can.
I agree with that. But don't you feel some solace, though? I do in the fact that you know the truth, and in your heart, you accepted it, but it's kind of sad that you look back and you look at these people in these John Hagee churches, and they're duped, you know, and you can only just not smile, but you can just, you know, say, I tried, I told you so, you know, I mean.
But you know what? Think about this, Jeff. Here is Jesus. For 3 years, he performed miracles in front of these people in plain sight. He healed the sick. He healed the blind. He made the lame walk. He raised people from the dead. And in the end, even after having performed all these miracles, it wasn't enough to convince these people. And I think that this is what Jesus meant when he was warning people about the leaven of the Pharisees. This leaven, this, you know, this spell that these Pharisees can weave around people's thinking is such that it'll make people forget about all of these other things that any rational person should be able to see, right? I mean, think about it. When Jesus arrived in Jerusalem riding on a donkey, the Jews welcomed him as a king. They were hailing him as a great leader. And a week later, the same group of people were calling for him to be crucified. Now, what was it that took place between Jesus' arrival in Jerusalem and Good Friday? What happened is that the Pharisees, the rabbis, got to these people. And make no mistake about it, folks, today we're dealing with the same situation. We have rabbis, only they're not necessarily dressed in these religious cloaks. They're rabbis like Abraham Foxman and Dershowitz and all of these other guys, Pearl, Abrams, Wolfowitz, take your pick, who are out there weaving this magic spell within the Christian world, and making them believe certain things that simply do not exist. And that is really why we find ourselves in the mess that we're in, not just politically, but culturally and socially as well. Jeff, I've got some more calls here that I got to get to, but it's good to finally talk to you.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay, we have, Mike in Maryland.
Sorry, thank you for taking my call. I always like to hear Michael calling the Sniper, but you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
But I have a topic that's dealing with religion, and it may not be exactly what you're talking about, and maybe we don't have enough time to hash it out tonight, but it's something that just kind of occurred to me out of the blue, and let me lay it on the line, and because I wanted to talk to somebody who's in journalism or somebody who may have the resources to better explore this topic than I, and let me just try to be as succinct as possible. I'm sure you've heard of the Westboro Baptist Church, these clowns who go around saying God hates fags, and they protest homosexuals. You know, you can have your own opinion about homosexuals, but that's not really the issue at hand. Or then they are protesting the funerals for the American soldiers who died in Iraq, saying that that's a judgment from God. And I heard recently that they're going to... Could you hold me over?
Yeah. Let's see. Mike, right? Okay. Yeah, we'll be back in a couple of minutes, folks, and I'll try to squeeze in a couple more calls before the end of the hour. This is Mark Glenn coming to you from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Gentlemen, I am not the great Michael Collins Piper. I'm just his evil apprentice sitting in for him while he's probably sunbathing or something. I didn't realize what a tough road this was to hoe. I don't know how he does this five nights a week, but he comes in here fresh every night, interesting, and here I'm... oh, well, never mind. Anyway, let's see. We were in the middle of a conversation with Mike from Maryland.
Yes. Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So talk about the Westboro Baptist Church, and now heard that they're going to go down to where that bridge, you know, collapsed in Minnesota, and make a big stink, saying that that's God's judgment on America because of their acceptance of homosexuality and other things as well. So let me just get straight to the point here of my thesis, of or my theory, if you will, and that is that what if is a possibility that this particular church, if you want to call it that, has actually been infiltrated by the CIA or some other American intelligence network for the sole purpose of making Christianity and Christians in general look bad. And if you look at the World Vision Ministries, which John Hinckley was a member of, and Mark David Chapman, and then you have Purpose Driven Life, somebody from the Council on Foreign Relations started that. There's been some rumors or theories, if you will, postulated by people that Jim Jones Temple was orchestrated by the CIA. So I can, you know, I don't take up too much time and go on about this. So I don't know if you could explore this, that possibility. I mean, is this sound viable, or am
well,
I aware?
It certainly sounds viable. And let me tell you this.
Or am I wearing my tinfoil hat too tight?
No. I thought for a while when I would see the kind of coverage that this church in particular got, that the media really went out of its way to use this church in its very vocal positions as a way of generalizing Christianity in general and making it look bad. And so I thought, but at the same time, Mike, at the same time, you know, I have known people in my life who they were not working for the CIA, but yet they would, stick to ideas such as this. And so, you know, I mean, it's, at this point, I guess it's a toss-up, but let's not make the mistake of thinking that the media is not going to make the most of it for their own gain. So I hope that answers your question, but I will look into that for you. Thanks for your call. Okay, let's see. We have the one and only Rita from Texas. I hope this is the Rita I'm thinking of.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Fine, Rita. How are you?
Yeah, I'm listening to this. You know, one of the things that I'm more concerned about, rather than things that are going on in Israel, is what's happening here in the United States. What I'm seeing is the complete machinery being set up for religious persecution, more particularly against Christians. I had heard about the lieutenant commander, I think, out in Norfolk, Virginia, that was being disciplined for his Catholic writings or Catholic information he was providing for the public. Now I've heard there's five generals and several senior officers in the army that are being reprimanded on ethics because they participated with their uniforms on a Christian, a Christian fundraising deal, you know. And so with this, with the confiscation of property, you know, that of individuals that are supporting so-called, you know, Iraqi deals and whatever, what I'm seeing right now is a setup wherein with the federal hate crimes legislation they're trying to push through, is a one-by-one incarceration and eventual death of Christians in this country.
Well, I would agree with you, Rita, and it certainly wouldn't be anything that we weren't warned about a long time ago. Unfortunately, folks, we're out of time tonight, and we're going to have to continue this conversation tomorrow. I'm Mark Glenn, signing off on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'll see you tomorrow night. Probably.
It's true.